Hello, hello everyone. Hi, welcome to this, I always say very special call, but that's how I feel all of the time. My name is Bianca Reyna. I'm the co-host of The Reveal Show, also the host of the Sad Ass and Brilliant community. And I'm on with my lovely partner, Deborah Hawkins. Tell Deborah, hi everyone.
Hello, so glad to be here tonight. I hope I don't get bumped off. We're having an incredible storm here in South Carolina. So welcome, everyone.
Exciting, exciting. You know, guys, you know, so tonight we wanted to come on the line because, and we'll talk about this more fully, but the topic is intuitive connections. And basically, we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how we use the divine in order to, or how we can channel divine in order to provide guidance for us in our relationships, in our connections, and even in our everyday interactions with just, even if it's our neighbor. And, you know, I'm so excited to kind of take you through this whole thing because we're going to talk a little bit about how we got here and why we feel so compelled to share this work with you today. So, Deborah, welcome everyone, and just talk a little bit about, you know, tell us, you know, how, you know, why are we doing this?
Well, I think, first of all, we want to back up just a little bit, and because we want to tell
yeah.
everybody how you and I really came together.
Exactly.
And I want everyone, there's a lot of new people on the line, there's not a lot of new people joining our community, and so I wanted you to know that Bianca and I actually met years ago when we were working for someone else, and but the passion in us always, you know, after the events, you know, we would always talk about that we would love to do this on our own, and that was something that we just kept putting out there and kept putting out there, and eventually, you know, we overcame all of our obstacles and blocks and jumped in and created the Reveal Show and podcast, and it's just grown more and more from there, and I'm just so grateful. But that's how we came to be, so I just wanted to remind you of that. Bianca's background was heavily in marketing and PR, and I always consider her really the you know, the guts of the info of all the workings. And I was able to bring a lot to the table with my coaching skills and communication. And then as we came together, it just meshed so perfectly. And we've been partners now for several years. And the one thing we love more than anything is doing what we're doing right now, is taking information and concepts that we've learned and bringing it to the world. So, you know, that's a little bit of backstory. Did you want to add anything to that, Bianca?
Yeah, you know, so today we're talking about love and connection. And, you know, I think that sometimes what we forget to do is talk a little bit about, why Deborah, for example, you know, tell me about why you are so compelled to do the work that you do today and to share in the way that you do. I mean, was there something going on before, or, I know this story, but I think some of our newer members to our community, and welcome to our community as well, but it's your community as well. They don't,
right.
You know, they don't know why we got into this work. They don't know some of the, I know for me, I've had a lot of adversity as a child, but, and that really, you know, that made me become the person I am today, and now I'm so blessed to get to share this work, doing it with you. So, you know, Deborah, I know that
yeah.
you have a little bit of a journey here, and I think that connection is always one of the key topics that actually brought us together, right? The first thing we ever created together
yeah.
before we even got on ABC the first time was a program called
right.
True Core Connections. Yeah.
That's,
so we've
that's
always
right.
been
Absolutely.
Drawn to this, yeah, to this topic, and we've always felt like, I know for me personally, I've always felt like this was something I could talk to very easily, and I didn't realize that it went way further than beyond than just sales, right, than just making
yeah.
connections in everyday life. This is way bigger work, and so, yeah, kind of dive into that for me, if you will.
Well, you know, like many of us, I mean, you know, I had a crazy childhood, and You know, my mother passed away when I was very young, and, you know, a lot happened during my childhood. And actually, the chaos went on, even, you know, way beyond childhood. But what I began to recognize through every challenge is that it took me deeper into myself, and it made me search more and more. The more pain that I seemed to be in, whether that was relationship or work or finances or, you know, you name it, whatever the challenge was that came up, I seemed to make the choice, the conscious choice, to dive deeper into my connection with the force of love inside of me, or the divine, you know, that we all look at. So it's grown more and more, and some of the challenges I've faced have been huge. I mean, you know, I found my mother as a child, and yeah, I will. You know, one of the first, one of the first things that really showed me there was something beyond the veil of this world was that I actually had a visitation, or you know, and I had this connection with my mother after she passed. And as you know, especially now, many, many, many people have this. And, of course, you know, as a child, I remember telling my father and a few other people, and, of course, you know, they thought that I was dreaming, or, you know, something was wrong with me, or, you know, they dissed it. But the reality was, at that moment, I knew it was very true, and I saw beyond the veil of what this life really was. I saw there was so much more going on. And I think that could have been the opening for me at that point to always look deeper, you know, dig deeper, search. And so that's always been a huge part of my nature. And then, you know, as I you know, as I got older, you know, I had many challenges. You know, I mean, people in my life, I went through a horrible custody battle, you know, with my child. You know, there were relationships where there were addictions and, you know, problem with finances and many, many challenges. But each time I was able to go deeper into my connection with myself. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't suffer pain and that I didn't, you know, have the, you know, what we all go through when we're faced with these challenges, the resistance and the not wanting to look at it and the, you know, numbing out and the covering it up. But I always circled back around, and especially after I learned the tools that we're going to share a little bit more tonight, you know, I learned the tools to deal with it as best I could, and then dive even deeper with my own core connection, so to speak. So that's pretty much, you know, where we are now. And as you and I have learned in the last few years working together, I mean, running a business causes all kinds of challenges, right?
Right.
I mean, you and I have been, you know, we've certainly experienced that. And the great thing that I appreciate about you is that it's taken not only our connection with, you know, our higher self deeper, but our connection together. And I think that's what's really important, is we never realize that when we have an issue with someone, that it's an opportunity. Or a challenge with someone, it's an opportunity to learn way more about yourself and, you know, expand that relationship. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I know I'm throwing you for, we weren't planning for me to ask this, but I feel compelled to. What would you say would have been, you know, what were the clear difference between having known and doing this work so young, whereas someone like me didn't really come into this work until a little bit later in life, and I'm so grateful that I did, and some people, you know, are barely starting kind of that journey. They always have this knowing that they have some type of, they're very, you know, you always have that friend that's like, I'm super intuitive, you know, I know, like I know, but I, you know, am I really questioning myself here? And I'm going to get to my question, but, you know, you always have, you have a lot of people that sit there and say that, you know they have intuition or they know that there is something greater than themselves. What can you say has been the difference in how you view it versus someone who's barely starting on their journey? I know that you've been doing this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I would say, you know, everybody does it differently. I mean, all of our paths are very different. And, you know, the funny thing, I always think, you know, gosh, why did I have to take the long, hard road? You know, which is one of, you know, which I really have. I mean, it seems as if many times, you know, when I look back, I mean, I repeated my lessons over and over. And, you know, it seems like I stayed in situations longer than I needed to and that kind of thing. And so sometimes I always wonder, wow, why do I always take the hard road? You know, the Course in Miracles says you can learn through joy or you can learn through pain. My particular route has taken pain, but you know, that's okay. I mean, we learn differently. You know, for me, I've always been that seeker. You know, I've read thousands of books. You know, I've done lots of different courses. I've studied all different religions and, you know, to get me to this place. And there are many people like you, Leonka, and many others. You don't have to do that. You know, it's just like you just come to it by osmosis or, you know, you just, and you're one of those people. I mean, you just happen to know things. And you didn't do, you know, the studying or go through the trials or, you know, and maybe
right.
That's because, you know, some of us, of course, I'm older than you. Some of us have, you know, lived longer and had more life lessons to learn. But I do think people now, you know, consciousness is waking everyone up. And, and not everybody has to take the hard trail. You know, there's that saying that, you know, pain is a part of life, but suffering is optional. And so I think, you know, pain and suffering certainly has been my driver, so to speak. But in recent years, you know, I'm certainly leaning more to let joy lead the way. And we can do that. You know, there is a way to do that. You know, you said something about, you know, we're all intuitive, all of us, and we all have that, you know, divine force of love just coursing through us all the time. It's just that many times we forget to ask for help. We forget that there's a universal giver that, you know, wants to support us. And, you know, I think when we co-create, you know, with the force of love, you know, our path levels out and it gets a lot smoother, you know. And I'm not saying there's no bumps in the road, you know, when you offer things to the divine and, you know, work that way in connection with other people. But it smooths out and, you know, and life can become more joyful even when there's things involved that we don't want. I'll give you an example. Leonka knows this. I've actually been dealing with an illness here lately, and it's been really frustrating because there hadn't been a whole lot we could do with it, you know, to make it go away. And of course, I was in resistance, like we all get in resistance about what we don't want. But as I have been beginning to embrace this situation with my body and love it and acknowledge it and just allow it to be here. And I've also been asking the question, how can I be in joy even if this thing is going on with my body? Which that's what I want to pose to everyone right now. You know, how can you ask, how can I be in joy if I'm going through a divorce? How can I be in joy if I've lost my job? How can I be in joy if, you know, I've got $100 in my checking account? And So this idea of, you know, connection and having that connection to the divine and to other people who really support you allows for you to find that joy even through big, huge challenges. And that's kind of a different way that we look at it, because normally when something happens in our life that we don't want, we just push it away, right? I mean,
yeah.
We're finding every
it's
way
the
possible,
rejection.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the resistance and the rejection. And what I'm finding and what I am offering for everyone tonight is, you know, whatever your challenges are, it is, I believe, it is yourself, the higher part of you, really trying to demonstrate and show you something. And if we all sit back and really look, there may be a different way to do it, you know, an easier way, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So I would say, you know, I'm grateful to my many, many, many challenges, even what I'm working with now, because it encourages me to speak up and out and share with others. You know, realizing, yes, there may be pain, but we don't have to suffer. You know, yes, there may be obstacles, and there is a way through. If there is a problem, there is a resolution to a problem, you know?
Yes. And, but that's just sometimes such a hard concept to just to formalize. And don't you think that by through doing some of the work and some of the tools that we're going to talk about here, that you've gotten closer to that? I mean, we always talk about, for you, you know, some of the reasons, and lots of people always ask you, and this is a little off topic, but lots of people ask, you know, Deborah, what's your secret sauce? Why do you stay so young and vibrant? And, you know, one day you told me it's because you've been an allowance for so long, and that's because you started learning this stuff. And I keep saying stuff, but really you've been learning some of these lessons since you were way young. And so don't you think that, you know, it does get easier to start to get there? Because like you said, you still, despite the fact that you had all of these tools at your disposal, at the word disposal, you know, at your right there, but you know, it was sometimes when it's something like your health, it's hard to court relationships or even a spouse or anything like that. It's hard to call upon those sometimes. It's easy to want to go into the resistance.
Absolutely. You know, and we're just built that way. I mean, if something happens that, you know, we, you know, judge, you know, wrong, then we certainly want to push it away. And, you know, this is when it comes into, sometimes this work is hard to put into words,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, what I would like to say right now just to everyone, whatever challenge, you know, that you're dealing with right now or whatever feels uncomfortable in your life, it's really just an indicator that maybe you want to take a different route. Maybe there's more for you to accept or allow in, you know, Leonka and I always, you know, use this expression, you know, what's right here that I'm not getting? It feels so
mm-hmm.
wrong, but what's right about this that I might be missing? And I think when you begin to almost be an observer to these things happening in your life, and that takes presence, which forgive me for not saying this before now, being and awareness of your own life is the key to everything, because there's nothing that we can really accept, embrace, move through, integrate, transform until there's an awareness of it. And as we've spoke many times before, sometimes we're so on autopilot, we forget that we are more than just these bodies, you know. We're so much more. And there's more going on here than meets the eye, and I'm sure everyone at this point would agree with that. So did I answer your question, or did I go around the barn?
No, you did answer my question. We talked about, you know, how we can get closer to that just by starting to be more aware that we're more than just these bodies, which also kind of brings up me to you know, in a minute I'm going to take people through a guided exercise about how to become closer to that. Because sometimes when we're just trucking along and, you know, we're just doing stuff in our regular lives, it's hard to, you hear the word, you got to get present. And it's hard to kind of conceptualize that. It's hard to really get present when you've got kids and you've got, you know, everyday life going on. But really that is where the secret sauce is where you don't, you stop trying to put your, and this is a little bit big of a concept for where we are in the conversation, but you stop trying to put the past onto everything else, or you stop trying to give everything some type of meaning.
Yes. Oh, my God, that's so good. I'm glad you said that, because being present means that we're looking right in this moment with fresh eyes. You know, we don't have our past, our mom, our dad, you know, our old boyfriend, our ex-husband, our ex-wife, you know, plastered on the person in front of us and or the situation, right? Because, and that's what, you know, the more that you become aware and find that connection with you, the more that you can let go of that past that really we all do it so autopilot. Like, for instance, if any one of us walks out the door right now and somebody walks down the street, the mind is so conditioned, it immediately looks at something or someone and judges, you know. Oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's tall. Oh, he's whatever, you know. Or we look at a situation. Oh, that's good. That's bad. And it's an automatic. Mm-hmm. We don't really know these things are true or not. It's just the brain that's so automatic is taking us down that path. So, you know, when you're able to get present, and I agree, it's not an easy thing to do, but it's so necessary if you want to have a great relationship, you know, with other people, if you want to find love. I mean, it all starts with being able to connect, you know, with the divine and yourself, of course. And you know, it's just like, you know, we don't think a thing about waking up in the morning and taking a shower and getting clean and ready to go out into the world, brushing our teeth and looking beautiful and handsome. But we don't think about, you know, what's left in our soul and in our mind from yesterday. You know, if we had a huge fight with someone yesterday, and if we don't do our cleanup work, you know, it's like, it's literally like going back out into the world, you know, with a dirty shirt or a dirty face, or, you know, so
you one day told me, I think it was, I don't know, 89 or a large percentage of our thoughts are basically yesterday's thoughts. So the thoughts that I'm, you know, like a lot of the thoughts that we have today are yesterday's thoughts. They're just
You're absolutely right. They are. If you think about it, something different has to really happen within our brain for us to think something different. 80% of what we're thinking today is what we thought yesterday. That's why it's so important that we get present, because otherwise it really is Groundhog Day for all of us. That's why we get bored. Oh, my God, we get so bored with our lives. We get bored with our partners. We get bored with everything, you know, our jobs. And it's really because, you know, we're not present. We're just bringing along the past yesterday with us every day. There's no cleanup involved. It's like we never wipe the slate clean. And really that's what, you know, I always recommend spending time with yourself. Leonka and I do meditations and give them away free for you so people can just even take 5 minutes. You know, to sit and to be aware and do your soul cleanup, which, okay, so let's just give a for instance. When we go years stepping over, ignoring, and not cleaning up our soul relationships and our connections with other people, we find ourselves sometimes we go, oh my God, how did this happen? And, you know, it has everything to do with us not being willing to take responsibility and really take care of ourselves and clean everything up and start fresh every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I think when you talk about that, could you give us an example of, you know, I know one of them that comes to mind in your life, but how does that, like sometimes on a, again, from a conceptual level, it's kind of tough to understand what that means, but maybe let's just break it down and say, okay, I know sometimes, and I'm going a little bit off of our agenda, we had a little bit of a structure here, but that's how these conversations go, right? Divine leads us and we just go. So, you know, one of the days, so I think a lot of the times when people, a lot of the people that are probably going to come on this call who are joining us are probably dealing with a little bit of stuff going on in their, either their relationship. Usually most people come to this kind of call for love, or they have something going on with their spouse. I guess what I'm trying to get is how does a grievance with any area affect any of those other areas?
Wow. I think I know why you're asking me this, because I learned a great lesson a while back. Mm-hmm. And Leonka was a part of it. I mean, she was around when it all happened. So yeah. Okay. So an example of, you know, the cleanup I'm talking about, you know, it's like the pebble in the pond. It just ripples out. You know, anything that happens in one area of our life, it affects every area of our life, right? So a while back, there had been a person in my life that something had happened between us, a really bad disconnect. I mean, it felt so hard for me that I honestly felt like, you know, I don't know that I can actually let this go. I don't know that I can just forgive this person. And I never thought I would. I never thought I could. And, you know, this went on for quite some time. And of course, we never know how, you know, Leonka and I call it a grievance. You know, a grievance could be about anything, really. But it was a relationship break between me and someone that I cared deeply about. And so basically, I had no idea how this was fogging up my windshield, you know, or slowing me down in so many areas. And so basically I had a dream one night, and it was like in that dream, it was like I was told to just forget about everything, to make a call and connect. And don't worry about what to say, you know, just do
I'm gonna
it.
Interrupt you
and,
for
and
a
so
second.
I did.
I'm gonna interrupt you for
yeah.
1 second. It wasn't just like you were told. It was that you were told. It was that you were told.
Oh, thank
right?
you. Yeah, it was. That's true. And when I say that, guys, I mean, we're all getting information or being told or however you sense it. And, you know, Leonka and I will go deeper into those calls another time about exactly how you receive. We all receive differently. But in this dream, I was really told to connect with this person. And so I did. And we were able to have this loving, you know, come to Jesus, you know, conversation. And I was able to let the past go. And literally, you talk about cleanup. I mean, it was like a one full swoop, I think within a week. I mean, I got this huge contract, you know, something changed yeah. in my love life, you know, some really other great things happened.
I'm like, something,
and
you're engaged
I'm,
now, right?
Well, yeah. Well,
I'm teasing you. But
yeah, basically,
that's how huge monumental these changes can be. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean,
I also want to point out.
Up,
I also want to point out that this wasn't a love interest. because when you talk about it, it sounds like it could be a love
interest. Which, No, it wasn't.
We tend to give a ton of meaning
credence to.
Right. Exactly.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, this was not anyone that I'd been intimate with or anything like that. I mean, this is a friendship, basically, a very, very long-standing friendship. But I just wanted to finish the thought is that we never know when we, as we're talking about connections, right, core connections, having these really deep connections, learning how to do this with other people, and also learning how to clean up is very important because I had no idea. I mean, I certainly didn't make that phone call with the expectation that, you know, it was going to clean up not just one area of my life, but every area. But it did. It did make a huge impact everywhere. So, you know, that's what we're trying to tell you now is that the love that you have, that you learn how to, you know, the self-love and the gentleness for yourself, the connection to the divine, all of that works in tandem with creating great relationships and finding love if that's what you're wanting to do. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but as I say, you know, in all my interviews, there's a lot to getting ready to meeting someone that is right for you. And I still believe, like Leonka said, to this day, my being willing to clean up something that I just kept shoving it on the back burner. I didn't want to deal with it. It made me mad when I thought about it. It made me angry. I felt like I wanted to cuss somebody out. I felt like I was never going to be able to forgive. But just that one willingness to have that conversation, to make things right, boy, did a lot of things get right in my life. So don't disregard, you know, all of your relationships out there. You know, if you've all got things that need to be cleaned up with other people, you have no idea how important that is. Leonka, we could probably just do a call on cleanup, a cleanup call.
Yes, we
you know,
could.
How to
yes,
do
we
that.
Could.
Right? Because it's really
yeah.
important. It's really important.
It is. Yeah. We always allude back to that. And I kind of even want to make the point, like, even the Course in Miracles will say, to some effect that having even just a grievance with someone like your neighbor could affect other areas, does affect other areas in your life. And so if you, what do you say to the person? So for me, I may not walk up to my neighbor who was upset about this is a silly thing, but my dogs, and they wrote this really nasty note that had profanity on it. And I just was like, oh, you know, so now this tension there. It's kind of silly, right? That's a silly one. That's why I'm bringing this up. But, but you know, for me to maybe turn around and, you know, the Course in Miracles would even say pray for that person, right?
Pray for
that person's either happiness or – so that way it doesn't have to necessarily that I have to give my power over to that person, but that I'm cleaning my side of the street up, literally from
there
the dog.
You go. There you go.
Right.
And let me point something out. Now, you call that something very small, but imagine if over the course of the last 10 years, you got five of those out there.
Very good point.
Right?
This is great.
Okay, how much of that is slowing down your flow? You know, your flow to, you know, opening to more money or opening to, you know, more great things in your life? Because it really is like, you know, it seems like small things, but it's like a bug on a windshield. But if you get, you know, 1,000 bugs on your windshield, you can't see very well. You know, the journey is going to be more treacherous, right? So, again, it's just the importance of and so something like that, yeah, even if we have a strained relationship with someone, it doesn't always mean that we have to talk to them either. And let me clarify that. It doesn't mean that we always, I mean, sometimes people have passed away, you know. It's not, you know.
I was going to ask this question, yes. It's such a great question for relationship topic, so thank you.
Yeah, it's about, I mean, for goodness sakes, wow, my mom's been passed over 40 years and my dad over, you know, well, about 20 years now. And, you know, I still find sometimes things pop up. But when you the more you do this work, the more willing you are to do it right away, because you learn the value of, you know, of the cleanup being there. You learn the value of, you know, being willing to release your judgments and, you know, your hatred and, you know, that kind of stuff, because really it all comes back around. It's everything's an inside job. And, you know, the more that you hold against someone else, it weighs heavy on you. You know, there's that saying that, you know, you think you're holding a sword over someone else's head, but it's really going to drop on you. So, you know, and then there's that word forgiveness, right? Forgiveness, that's kind of a big trigger word for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's never about just, you know, like Lianca said, giving over your power, you know, and just letting people roll over you. That's not where we're going here. We're talking about how you can clean it up, you know, for yourself so that you can move on, so that you can be released and feel clarity and joy.
You know, I keep getting this image when you talked about the bugs, you know, the bugs on the windshield. And one of the things that you mentioned in the ABC segment that led us into this beautiful call was preparing yourself for love, right? And all I keep seeing is this person, and not even the person having the bugs on the windshield. It's like all these plastered bugs on themselves. Beautiful person, beautiful. But just walking around with all these old junk and pretending it's theirs, right? And then showing up for their date with all these bugs just plastered on their face, right? Or all over their body, you know, just like raw. Kind of tells of the crypt thinking. But that's kind of how I envisioned it when you said that, right? Like, because one of the things you said was preparing yourself for love would be to clean up that piece as well. One of the, another really good analogy was that at one time you were in I'm not trying to put all your stuff out there, but one time you were in a, it wasn't, you know, the most ideal relationship for a long time.
Right.
And that became strenuous.
I was in a couple of those. I was in a couple of those not so great ones.
That's why we run the reveal show, right?
That's right. We reveal it all here. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And one of the things that you mentioned was, I think you used the word carcass, and that you were just stuffing that and just going along and operating as if it was yours. And, you know, that kind of cleanup is kind of different. But the kind of cleanup that we're talking about here is cleaning up with, even if it's, like you said, you can't, you know, you can't reach that person, and yet you would send them maybe maybe write a letter to yourself what are those things that, first of all, I guess I'm going completely off of our agenda, but one of those things that that came up for me was, okay, preparing yourself for love, and then, you know, because if you show up with all these bugs all over, plastered over your body for this date, you're going to feel inadequate. And when you really could have just really cleaned up that part of your life, and you never know, you know, you might end up big age like you are. Just kidding. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Open up in ways that you just never imagined.
Yeah, I think, it is true. If you're talking about, you know, now you've kind of led us into talking about a relationship. Since we drag the past around with us all the time, and we all do that, we get better and better at it the more aware we are of letting go of the past. But, you know, most of us are dragging, if we've got, you know, a couple bad relationships behind us and we really haven't done our own cleanup, well, we all know that how many people say, you know, or they got married again, it was like a do-over. It was a Groundhog's Day. You know, it was the exact same thing happened. And, you know, and that's really because we haven't taken the time, to really, you know, look at how we participated in it and whatever it was. And also, you know, were we less than powerful in that relationship? And, you know, if you don't clean it up, I mean, you just bring it along with you. And then we plaster it on, you know, whoever's in front of us. And we don't, and by the way, Leonica, it's not just love relationships. We do that with bosses. We do that with, you know, friends. We do it with family. I mean, there's a lot to this we're talking about the past, about being willing to let it go and look at it and, you know, see how you can be better now. And, you know, and there's a lot in there about forgiving yourself, you know, because there are many of us. You know, we might look back and think, gosh, I wish I hadn't been so whatever in that relationship, right? And so, but if I don't forgive myself and if I don't release, you know, the other from my past, then you can be sure that I'm going to show up, you know, and meet someone. And I can't see them with a clean windshield from today with clear eyes.
No.
You know, I'm going to be seeing them through the eyes of who hurt me last. And are they going to hurt me? Or all guys, you know, this way? I mean, that's when we create all these generalizations, you know. Like you hear people say, oh, well, you know, there's nobody in this town. I can't meet anybody in the town. Or all women are this way or all men are this way. And, you know, when the generalizations kick in, you can be sure you got some cleanup, some past cleanup to do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it just became apparent to me why we went this way. And it's because I do believe that we can do the meditation at the end because we can integrate some of the conversation that we're having now. But I think one of the things that when you're talking about that, was that it's like it's almost as if you well, okay, let me ask you this. What happens when you can't tell if you've got that going on? I think we outlined this as like how to identify, you know, energy vampires or people that drain you in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really good question. Well, a lot of times, I mean, and this is where, you know, it's so important to do your own inner work, right? So you know yourself. Otherwise, we just kind of walk around going, you know, blaming it on outside circumstances. But if you find yourself saying something like, gosh, I cannot believe they did that again. Can you believe that happened again? They actually did that again? I mean, this
and
has
usually
been happening
sometimes,
for 5 years. Well,
and sometimes
let me
it's with tears running down your face, right? You're like, I cannot believe
exactly.
I did this to myself again. I can't believe I let
exactly.
And it's, you know, I remember when he used to be, I can't believe I let him do that to me, you know, again.
And that can be a sister, a lover, you know, anything. When you find yourself saying that, you can be sure that you need to really look at what's going on in that relationship. You know, are you giving your power away? Are you being a victim in the relationship? You know, do you need to say some, you know, have a real truthful conversation? You know, that's when you're asking your question, when you ask that question over and over and over again, then it's really time to shine the light on it and take a good hard look. I'll tell you another way. When you walk away from someone, notice how you feel after you leave. Not while you're with the person, but after you leave the person.
And you mean by being in their presence, right? Or maybe being off
yes.
the phone.
Yes, or maybe it could be on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've been with say you went to lunch with someone or dinner with someone or even had a conversation, you know, and you were in the moment and talking about this and that and the other, and then you get off the phone or you leave lunch or dinner and you feel drained, or all of a sudden you were in a good mood and all of a sudden you just feel depressed or mad, or that's another way to really recognize that, you know, you could be just really giving your energy. And there are a lot of people who they may not be aware of it, but they pull energy, you know. They might show up and maybe the whole conversation, you know, they talk about, you know, how bad yesterday was or something. And, you know, you can get drained by that. So that's another, and many other reasons, but just notice if you are, if you walk away, and if, just notice how you feel after you have a interaction with someone.
I used to have a girlfriend like, you know, that. But, you know, at the time I was really young, and she would, I mean, I literally, every time, and I loved her so much, but every time I walked away from having just lunch with her, I felt, oh, my gosh, like I carried the weight of the world for her all the time. And it was a little tough. It was a little tough to distance myself from that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and that, you know, that goes back to, you know, having the relationship with ourselves and the importance of that, because, you know, going back and spending time, you know, and this is what, you know, time is our greatest asset. And we, you know, we all have a busy story, right? Every one of us have a busy story. But creating the time to be with yourself and either journal about it or write about it or even contemplate, why do I feel uncomfortable right now? You know, and being willing to go to that feeling, because a lot of times, you know, you might leave a situation and the day, you know, just goes in the crapper. But if you backed it up, you might realize that things kind of went downhill after a certain interaction. So it's really important, you know, to look at the people that you spend a lot of time with, and are they supporting you? You know, are they, you know, giving you, you know, energy in a sense? You know, how do you feel around these people? And, you know, that's really important. And a lot of times we take that for granted, you know. It's like, well, you know, I've been friends with that person for, you know, 10 years. I should. If you find yourself saying I should,
right,
that's another, okay,
right,
that's another hint right there.
Right.
So yeah, and you know, it goes back to being willing to self love. And honestly, and I, you know, I don't mind saying this. As I've gone deeper into the relationship with myself and really loving myself and learning how, you know, giving myself compassion and stuff, I have to say that, you know, I've had some friends and acquaintances drop out of my life, and you know, and some of that's just happened naturally, because I think when you begin to realize, you know, if they're not making a full contribution, you know, or if you're not making a contribution in your life, you know, I doubt many of us have time for just acquaintance kind of relationships.
Well,
we all want deep, meaningful relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the only way to make more room for that, and a lot of the time I was going to finish that thought, but I'm going to say this before. A lot of times those people will start to excuse themselves, because what happens is
because
they become so expanded, they start to excuse themselves because they kind of just don't know how to be with you. Not a bad thing. And they don't even know that they're kind of doing it themselves as well, right? So they just start occupying their time with different things as well, because they've become so expanded. So it's not even like,
well,
it's just that the connection has drifted further. Because,
sometimes
you almost become
they
can handle.
We're not meant to be in relationship with everybody for all of our lives. I mean, some people come for a season. You know, some people are in our lives you know, there's a great book out there. Remember Farhan Abdallah wrote it, called Thank You for Leaving Me?
Uh-huh.
You know? But she, you know, I remember she talked about that. You know, we don't, you know, our best friend in fifth grade, we don't lament over the fact that we don't have them anymore, right? I mean, there are times when it's appropriate to
That's
let
so
go
true.
when it's just not right for you or the other person anymore, you know. So it's okay. And I want to say something else about this. I was talking to my son about this the other day. If we are leaving a relationship, friendship, lover, whatever, any kind of relationship or situation or a job even, we don't have to make it wrong to leave it. I'm going to say that again. We don't have to make a situation or create reasons, bad reasons,
all
this.
Huge.
It can just be time. You know, you don't have that much in common anymore. It's just not, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, maybe the person shows up and, you know, they've asked for your advice and you give them advice over and over and over and they, you know, they never really do anything with it and you're just tired of throwing ideas
up
out
there.
And, you know, you're just like, right? And they're still just going to complain about it. So, but you don't have to make someone or a situation wrong when it's ready to leave. I find this so many times in coaching clients where they hate their job. They hate their job. And rather than just going, you know what, I don't fit here anymore. I want to do something else. And going out and finding another job, they make it so wrong and drag it out, make their lives miserable and everybody around them, right? Instead of just going, okay, it's time to make a change. It's time to make a change. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what that is about us humans that we think we have to make people in situations wrong when they're no longer, you know, they're no longer needed or whatever.
Well, I think it's because, and this also kind of brings me back to another point that I wanted to make. I think it's because we are all interconnected. And so when we feel like we are betraying or hurting or somehow walking out of a relationship or something, we in turn hurt ourselves somewhere. It must be some reason for the quantum entanglement, says that word again, for us to, as humans, to be programmed so easily to do that, to have this allegiance to something or someone, so much so that we would make ourselves so painfully stay.
You know what just dropped in when you said that was that, okay, think about it. We, you know, when we separate from anything, we don't know how to do it with love. So we have to do it with another emotion, which is a wrong right? So, you know, rather than just letting what needs to go from your life go, we seem
I'm gonna
to
raise
wanna
my hand
like.
And say, I'm going to say raise my hand and say one thing I wanted to say, and I didn't mean to interrupt. But one of the things that I learned, it's an old ancient practice, and it's because we have these entanglements, and that's a whole different. You can look it up. So just look up the word quantum entanglements anywhere, and you'll figure out what they're talking about. In this, and you know, if you accept that, then you would know that you know we are all interconnected, this big interwoven interconnectedness. And so sometimes when stuff happens, like you are around an energy drainer, you kind of need to disconnect from that. But I mean, how can you really disconnect if you are always interconnected? And so one of the ancient practices that people do is to actually take their hand and kind of just run it. Both of their hands, like karate chops, right in front of your body. And you just put that intention in front of you and say, I'm cutting the cord now. And what it does is kind of sends it, neutralizes the charge that you had with that other person who drained your energy. And this can work for any relationship. And so maybe that might help whenever you feel like you're having to use some other feeling for leaving a relationship. I just thought I'd bring that up. It's a really easy little practice. Mm-hmm. You literally just karate chop in front of your body, and you put it in your mind saying that you're cutting the cord now. And so it helps to neutralize the charge that you have, maybe with someone that you're, you know, a boss or some kind of anything that you had going on. and it really does help with really big, you know, it could even be a breakup. I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes you have people's lingering energy around you, and, you know, you exchange some words. It could be at a shopping center, right? You exchange some words with somebody, and they're like, ugh, and you feel there's still madness around you. You can literally karate chop in front of your belly, if you will, and cut that cord. And it goes back to what you were saying. You know, many times we don't know how to leave a relationship with love, so we replace it with another feeling. And I guess this is the reason why we're so passionate about the work that we do, is because it gives us new tools to be able to replace those feelings, or to at least identify them. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I didn't want to lose your thought, but yeah.
No, well, that brings me to another thought, and, you know, it takes us all the way back to awareness again, which is, you know, I had a great teacher of mine talk about every time they went through a doorway, you know, like they were leaving one office and going to the next or getting in the car, that they would always kind of recenter, you know, and come back to themselves. You know, just like you were saying, you know, the tool for, you know, because the karate chop is just your mind saying the intention of, okay, I'm back to me now, right? I'm gathering.
Uh-huh.
Because if you think about, you know, in a day, especially if you're around a lot of people, you're talking to a lot of people, every time you interact, you are giving some of yourself away, right? And so, I mean, we're talking about energetics now, but, you know, there is if you're aware enough after each interaction, you know, you think about gathering your own energy back up, in a way. And I had a great teacher who used to say, you know, every time they went through a doorway, they just kind of reminded themselves of that as they were transitioning into doing something else or going into another meeting. And I think you can end up being really present and maybe not dragging the, you know, whatever went on in the last meeting or the last project or whatever you were doing. And, you know, it leaves you, again, with that clean windshield, that clean slate to create the next part of your day. And, you know, we talk about, I mean, these sound like really small tools, but they're huge in the game of life. They really are.
Yeah.
So please don't take any of this stuff lightly. It all works. It's worked for Bianca and I for many years. And the more I do it, the more valuable I realize it is, and the more I want other people to become aware of this. Because, you know, we want so much for other people to have the tools to maneuver these waters right now. I mean, people are so... There are so many people unhappy right now. There's so many people that are angry right now. There's so many people that are carrying past burdens. And, you know, it all goes back to having the tools and being able to connect back to self and the divine, you know, so our lives can be that smooth flow and joy and connection, which is what we want. You know, because even that's what we want is connection, and that's what we've never really learned how to do. That's a big topic. I'm sorry, I could go on and on and on about that.
I know, it's okay. One thing that I think we kind of started on, and we didn't really, we kind of alluded to it, we didn't really talk fully about it, but I think it's super important for a call like this. I guess we kind of did. It's basically past projections, but basically expectations of a relationship. When we have an expectation of something, we formulate how we imagine it's supposed to be in our mind. And if you really take this work further, you would know that our thoughts create everything. So can you talk just a couple more seconds about how we don't even know that how that's playing in the background? I guess what I'm trying to say is
okay.
How that
yeah.
replays and
yeah.
how it shows up again.
Right. Okay. So, you know, we talked about past projections. So, you know, that's one way that we keep the love we want away from us, and the deep connection, if it's not an intimate relationship. You know, we talked about that, about how much we unconsciously drag the past along with us and the importance of doing our own cleanup. Now, you know, expectations are really a tricky thing because, mm-hmm. as most of you have heard, your point of view creates your reality. It's not the other way around. Reality doesn't create your point of view. And that might be new to some of you.
Can you just elaborate one more sentence on that?
That's where I was going with expectations. If my point of view is that all men are, you know, womanizers, I have an expectation already thrown out there in front of me. So, you know, any guy that walks through that, that's the way I'm going to see them, even if they were the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
That, my point of view, it's like solidified. It's like a belief. A point of view is like a belief, right? And if
yeah.
I have been hurt, you know, in the past by relationships, those past projections are going to be carried over, and it could be the greatest guy in the world standing in front of me, but I'm going to have an expectation, and, you know, expectation is like, it's a huge, powerful force. I mean, you get what you're looking for.
It's a creative force.
If I expect this guy...
Yep,
it is a very powerful creative force. So,
yep.
So again, back to you know, my point of view about things. That's why it's so important, everyone, to, like, you know, question what's going on, you know, with you and with other people in the situation, because, you know, when I solidify that point of view, that belief, it's almost impossible for a guy to show up in my life. It wouldn't matter. They could be the nicest guy in the world. But if I really believe that all guys are jerks, well, that's who's going to show up. Because that's what's painted on my windshield, right? That's what I'm programmed
to see. There you go.
I'm pre-programmed. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, not having expectations sometimes. Like if we're, you know, if we go somewhere, if we don't have any expectations, if we're just like, meh, whatever, and we go and we end up having a great time. But now if I went and had an expectation that, you know, I was going to get to talk to everybody in the room or whatever, and I didn't, well, then I've set myself up to probably not feel good.
To be disappointed.
To be disappointed. Yeah. So, you know, here's the difference. It's great to have preferences. Like, you know, I'd prefer.
I love that you're saying this.
Right? I'd prefer vanilla ice cream, right? But if all they have is chocolate, you know, I'm not going to make myself miserable over it. You know, I'm not going to get upset and ruin my day. You know, if... You know, I would prefer, you know, my partner to, you know, do X. But, you know, if he doesn't, it's not going to ruin my day. So I think you have to recognize and manage expectations, preferences. But that all goes back to knowing yourself, Leonka, right? It all goes back to that self-knowing, that awareness. You know, how willing are you to spend time in that internal world so that you can have that external world you really, really want? Because everything's an inside job.
When I was in fifth grade, I sang the song Greatest Love of All. I think maybe a piano accompaniment. And I mean, I was a little bitty thing. I probably wasn't even tall enough for my grade. And I, you know, it was the whole school. And I made the whole school cry. And at the time, I didn't know what I was saying. I just knew I had this big voice. And I was just singing at the top of my lungs. And I look over and everyone is just in tears. And what I realize now is because the greatest love of all is loving yourself. And
mm-hmm.
you can take that even a step further by knowing that you are being supported and the divine, whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever you call your higher power is there to support you fully. So learning
mm-hmm.
to love yourself, learning to love divine is loving yourself. If you're loving God, you're
yes.
loving yourself. We just keep putting those things, those ideas, outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And, you know, when you get, and you know, when, it goes back to when I talk a lot about, you know, getting ready for love. It's kind of like to have a really great relationship. I mean, you know, think about when we get pregnant. I mean, the universe, the divine, God, whatever word you use, the force of love, it gives you 9 months to actually get yourself ready for that baby, right? I mean,
yes.
It's kind of like a mind thing that has to, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to get ready for, and you have to change your thinking, and you may have to change your way of living, and, you know, you have to get a bigger house, or, you know, I mean, it's like a preparation time. And I think people that are looking for love so miss the idea that getting ready for love is probably more important than finding it. Because you can find love, but if you're not ready
yeah.
for it, if you hadn't cleaned your windshield, if you still have
yeah.
dragging along, you know, all the, you know, carcasses from the past, that
mm-hmm.
love will not last because
mm-hmm.
you will eventually, you know, smother that relationship with your old beliefs and ideas. And so... Yeah, that getting ready part is really important, and the getting ready has a lot to do with loving you and loving ourselves. Because here's the thing, you know, as you said, Leonka, we're always looking outside of ourselves for answers or for something to make us feel better. You know, if I could just get that car, that job, that lover. You know, if I could just get better, if my body would do this, if I could lose the 30 pounds, whatever. You know, we keep
just
thinking.
Just get pregnant,
you know,
I forgot too. Yeah.
Yes, if I could just get pregnant too. Yeah, that one is a huge
yeah.
one for so many
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And our desires, we were talking about this the other day, Leon. Let me think if I can get this straight again. Our desires take us deeper into ourselves and in the love we have within us and deeper with the divine. And if we don't take it that way, it takes us straight into hell. I don't know how any other way to say it.
Yeah,
because
you gave it to me as, well, I kind of jokingly said, you know, someone once said, like in the business holder's manual, it says one of the fastest ways to learn the self-help lesson is start a business, right? And you
yeah.
strictly started and you said, it's actually one of the fastest ways to learn self-help is follow your desires or, you know, try to go after your, I see it as going after your dreams or whatever, right? And that desire
your heart's
is,
your deepest desire, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is your journey's pathway back to remembrance or back to who you truly were meant to be. But it is, you mentioned, I mean, it doesn't come without, it has its lessons, let me say that. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that if your heart's desire is to find the love of your life, if your heart's desire is to, you know, your relationship to be better, if your heart's desire is to create a business, whatever your that deep, deep longing. I'm not just talking about any desire. I'm talking about something that means so much to you. That is the one that is going to take you and sometimes strip you, but in a good way, so that that is the path back to the highest love of all.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
It's always, you know, what are you willing to, sometimes, you know, we're more willing to do things, to go through all the challenges for that heart's desire. We're more willing to stick it out. And, you know, we find out a lot of things about ourselves on those big yearnings, those big desires. And it's true. I mean, you know, if you want to, yeah, really find out about that, yeah, try creating a business, you know, or we talked about,
or become an author
and,
or whatever it is.
Or
yeah.
Become an author or, yeah, or finding love. I mean, you know, that desire is your pathway to your wholeness. Because if you take the time to get ready and, you know, love yourself as much as you want somebody else to, then, you know, that attractor factor kicks in and it gets pretty easy. I mean, people
yeah.
are going to, you know, just be drawn to you. And that's one other thing I want to say about, you know, when we talk about attractive, I don't mean attractive in the way that somebody's beautiful or handsome. When we really have that force
mm-hmm.
of love flowing through us,
mm-hmm.
we just attract what we need, whether it's a partner, whether it's, you know, more money, whether it's a business, because, you know, we've gotten ready, we've prepared, we've done our cleanup work, you know, our windshield's clean, and we're that vessel for that force of love to just pour through. And things just come to us. You know, I was thinking the other day that I wanted to contact this person. And, you know, I thought it might, you know, it might be difficult or whatever. And you know this to be true, Leonka, because we talked about it. And lo and behold, you know, I wrote on my whiteboard that morning their name, because I was going to focus on contacting them. And I'd be damned, they called me. Now, that's when you know that you're just so in that flow.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't have to work hard. You know, all that stuff about, you and I talk about this, going and getting it and got to make
uh-huh.
it happen and, you know, got to just, I mean, all that falls away, because when you're working with the force of love and the divine, I mean, things can get so easy, it seems like it's a miracle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons to do this work, you know. There's a lot of payoff, you know. And it's exciting times right now, because people are waking up and people, you know, want to not have to go outside their self for anything. People want to believe that they're enough. Oh, my God. We want to believe that we're enough and we do enough and we have enough. I mean, the pain in the world right now of not feeling like we're enough is just astronomical. You know, I hear it every day. And it's, and this is when it comes back to doing your own work. If you feel like in any way that you're not enough, it gets really hard to attract someone who's going to think you are.
Yes.
And going to love you like you are.
I don't care how much makeup or whatever working out you do. What I mean, I'm just saying this from an aesthetic point of view, I will say that. It doesn't matter. None of that matters, because you're really not activating. And I call it, you know, some people use the word law of attraction. You know, the true thing that makes you, the true thing that runs between all of us, that sends a current through all of us that heightens that sense of attraction, the actual
mm-hmm.
attraction.
and it does stem from within. You can't tell me that people don't notice the light of you when it's shining brighter. They don't even know
Absolutely.
What they're seeing when they see you with the light of you shining brighter. They just know something is different. And usually most people can't turn away from that.
Well, and I think it goes back again when you are, you know, doing this inner work and loving yourself and stepping out of that smallness that we've all been in, right? I mean, the littleness, we have a littleness epidemic, you know. We're all so scared that, you know, somebody's going to disapprove of us or, you know, judge us or, you know. But when you just love the shit out of yourself, I mean, you can go out in the world and do about anything, you know? I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, you really can. I mean, if you really,
yes.
really are not, you can risk going up and talking to that guy, you know, right?
The confidence is so
high. Even if he's not into you, you know, the confidence is there because rejection really doesn't mean anything anymore. It's like, okay, that's their preference, you know?
Right. Correct.
And, I mean, we've all seen it, and we all want it, but you don't get confidence, you know, that, you know, there is that saying, fake it till you make it, and I'm not too sure that works, because I think, you know, we're getting to the point where, you know, we can, everybody reads energy now. I mean, you can walk into a room, you
mm-hmm.
know, when somebody's pissed
mm-hmm.
off,
mm-hmm.
you know, when somebody's
mm-hmm.
ecstatic, I mean,
wow.
And they don't have to say a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we almost can't really hide who we are anymore. So,
thank you for saying
you know,
that.
Playing small doesn't serve me, you, anybody. And if you ever find yourself looking at somebody and judging them because they've stepped out there in a really big way, and, you know, you're kind of thinking, who do they think they are? Well, then it's only because you want that, too. You want that, too. But
yes.
we don't know how to cultivate it within ourselves, so we have to make it wrong on the outside when we see it. Yeah.
Right.
And so there's that old thing.
When,
yeah, yeah. When you spot it, you got it. And that's either...
Uh-huh.
their greatness or their shadow.
Yeah.
It could be either one.
Yeah. Yep. I've heard it
and
before.
And so it all goes back to the world is our, you know, is our stage, and we invite all these actors in to play out roles with us and show us where we're hurt and what we need to work on next and where our brilliance is shining. And, you know, it's still all an inside job. And the moment that we begin to start realizing that and not putting it outside of ourselves, I mean, it's a game changer. It's a full-on game changer when you recognize that you have way more power over your life than you ever imagined to attract love, to attract great relationships, to attract money, work, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all on the inside. And speaking of on the inside, I know, wow, we've been talking almost 90 minutes. Can you believe that?
Uh-huh. I noticed.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, I can believe it. Yes, I can, because you and I talk like this all the time.
but
yeah. Do y'all know the other day, literally, I think Priyanka and I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just saying I'm grateful. I was just saying what a great conversation. We've
yes,
had, I mean,
yes.
kind of almost like turned, you know, stepped into like, you know, a wormhole of just information. But sometimes we get on these rolls, and I love listening to Deborah and just speak so eloquently about some stuff. And so thank you for joining us for that piece of this. And you know, Deborah, I'm just grateful for you for being able to take everyone through some of this conversation. So I know we were kind of having fun with it all, but it was just so dynamic, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you seem to ask me the questions that kind of get me rolling, so I'm always, you know, I'm always appreciative of that. And by the way, guys, you know, anything that we've talked about that maybe you're not clear on or you want more information or, you know, we'd be happy to, you know, answer any questions. And we would appreciate your feedback as well. And if there's something else that you really would enjoy hearing about and us bringing our support to, we would love for you to let us know. And Leonka has prepared an absolute amazing process for us to do right now. Yay, I'm so excited. Which is connecting with our inner divine. And this is really important. I want everyone to hear this. If you are right now, if you are having a relationship issue, if you're looking for love, if you need more connection with yourself or the divine, or if there's really something, a situation with a person that is really triggering you right now, or it's really rough, it's really bad, it's really hurting you, bring that into this short meditation that Leonka is going to take us through and begin your cleanup. Let today be your cleanup. And then Leonka is going to share where you can go later and get a fuller, longer, intense version of this meditation. You can do it anytime you want. It's free. We're not trying to sell you anything. You know, go get it and use it and, you know, get yourself ready for all the goodness that's like waiting right outside your door.
Mm-hmm.
So with that,
I
Leonka.
I do have to preface. Yay, thank you. I do have to preface this with letting you know that this isn't, so one of the reasons that Deborah and I don't want to take up very much more time, but one of the reasons why Deborah and I make such a beautiful partnership is because I've been kind of known to be more of the mystic scientist of our duel, but whereas she'll give me lots of information, I'll run around and I'll come back, and then that's the reason why we I ask her such beautiful questions to get her to you know, release some of the information that she has had throughout the years. And and when I first started this work, I actually didn't know I was doing this work, and so I would really freak out whenever I got these really kind of overwhelming downloads, you know, the ability to predict things very, very crazy, like earthquakes across the country. And when I first started partnering with Deborah, she was able to really ground me. And, I mean, this was during a time where I had no idea what was going on. And I was not aware that people could feel so okay in their body with some of these awarenesses, heightened intuitive abilities. I just thought I was a weirdo. So that's why I'm so grateful for my partner for having brought this work into my life, and so that I can really I tend to go off and I'll explore what it is, and then I'll really tap into what it is I'm experiencing. And sometimes I get either hit over the head with some of these downloads, and sometimes they come gradually, or sometimes it's built off of some of the research that I do. This particular meditation came from one evening after I actually had been doing some work with Deborah maybe about 5 months ago, when we were talking about triangles and stuff like that, and I asked the question, what is sacred geometry? Again, I don't know. So I don't want to take up more time, but I did want to preface this, that this came completely downloaded. And all of a sudden, I was sitting there, and all of these triangles started appearing in my realm. I do have the ability, I believe, to see the kind of the quantum physics fabric. And this started to show up, and I thought, well, and I was doing a cleanse, so I was like, I knew it wasn't wine. So I said, well, this has to be pretty real. and I sat with it, and I said, okay, well, let's just be, and let's just download, don't freak out. So I was really excited. And all right, let's take you through. It's actually called the centroid, it's called the centroid balancing method. And it's a meditation that, so the triangles
are one of the strongest, or the pyramid actually is one of the strongest solid, platonic solids in our universe. And it's actually one of the most balanced in our universe. And the centroid of a pyramid is its innermost points where all, this is a little bit more nerdy than you need, where all the vertices actually intersect. So it creates a complete balance of the object. Anything, a human can be elevated and have a centroid place in their body as well. Okay, so with all of that, this meditation is also, it's the way to fuse light, your light, with universal light. And that's basically just given to me from divine. So we'll go with it. All right, Debs, you ready? You're going to be my model. Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I put myself on mute. Yes, I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. All righty. So in a sitting or standing position, begin to just relax. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Okay. While closing your eyes, place your hand in a triangle form in front of your chest. Okay, now close your eyes. And you might begin to feel, maybe you can feel your heartbeat a little bit. And we're just going to continue to breathe through this meditation. It's not a timed breathing. You're not going to feel, I mean, if you feel like your body wants to move in a different direction than what I'm explaining, let it flow. And take one more deep breath with it here. So right now we're just activating this central place in our chest, which is actually our heart, behind our actual heart. Okay. Then we're going to move all the way up. We're going to move to a triangle, and we're going to set it right on our head. Kind of funny, I know. But now we're going to imagine that there's a white light that's coming to touch the tip of that triangle. Great. Okay, now that white light is just so big, it doesn't even need to stay in that triangle. And just breathe it in. It flows all over, it flows through your head, over your nose, over your mouth, over your arms that may be getting tired of sitting on your head. And you can move your hands back to your heart. We just wanted to activate that white light so that it's flowing all over our body, flowing down through your chest, down. And once it meets your chest area, maybe even your abdomen, you start to notice another light. So keep your hands at the triangle at the chest if you can. I'm sorry if they get a little tired. Like I said, you can move them out. Wherever your hands want to go with this triangle, you can start to flow that in and out and around. But that light from inside, that inner light, now it's a warmness. You might notice it from wherever it comes in your body. And we want to pull that white light up. This is your soul light. And it's almost as if it's excited to meet the light that we just invited in from the temple of our head. We expand our own light throughout our body, our abdomen, our chest. And then we begin to mix that light with the new light that is flowing around us. You may not have even noticed it was so big. It is all the way around us, kind of almost dripping. And your light may be white, it may change colors. In fact, you may want to let it change colors because
that is what light is, the spectrum of the rainbow. And there may be a color that's showing you more. And with this light and your light almost interacting, they don't have a separate sound. They run through you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and out through your fingertips that are still in the triangle shape, wherever you're wanting to move it on your body. Now take another deep breath. With this deep breath, we're going to take this triangle and we're going to put it right over our mouth, which is going to be kind of funny because I'm still talking. And we're going to put this triangle, the tips of your fingers are going to go right over your nose, and the bottoms of your fingers go right below your lip. And you take a deep breath, and let's just breathe here. And the reason for this placement, and you can move that triangle right off and out if you want to. The reason for that placement and back at your heart on your mouth is because sometimes in connected in relationships, we tend to get quiet. We tend to muffle our voice. So this is just a way and that's to remind us that we have breath and we have a voice no matter what relationship we're in. And you might want to take that with that intention and put it right back over your mouth and take another deep breath and say, ah, and maybe even hear yourself, right? And the next piece that I want to bring in, or that we're bringing in, is taking that triangle and actually kind of funny, you're going to cup your triangle behind your ears. So you separate your triangle as you go up from your mouth and you put the two pieces behind your ears. And you may even rest your thumb kind of underneath the lobe. And there's usually an indention right there at the probably the nape of the neck or right underneath your earlobe. It touches your neck. That may have a little tension there. You can rest your thumbs there, but you're still cupping your hands and you're still kind of having this triangular pull through your head, if you will. And the reasoning for this, and keep breathing through this, is to activate your listening. And here's where we're going to ask Divine, Divine, please be here in guidance. Open me up to hear the most inner, most highest good for me, for all. Thank you. And since this is more of an abbreviated version, we're going to go pull the triangle off of your ears and back onto your head, remembering that white light, channeling more of that in, thanking Divine for this new, it's not new actually, but it might sound new, heightened awareness and guidance. And then extend your arms straight up, like as if you're doing a V. So you're going to let your triangle go. And if your head feels like it wants to fall back, let it. Like almost like a victory V. Your arms are fully extended. And now you're just letting it fully fall in. And we'll just say one more thing. Please, let's close.
Divine guidance, thank you. Thank you for your guidance. I continue to open my heart to you and follow. Thank you. And then you're going to bring your arms back in, back to center, back to the triangle, back to your chest. And you're going to breathe one more time. And this time, you're breathing with the gratitude of knowing that with opening your heart to divine guidance, you will continually be able to strengthen that connection. And that new awareness will come through. And we are just going to say thank you for that. Take a deep breath. Your triangle is right out your chest. We're pulling it straight out in front of us for a second. Allowing all that light to flow right in through that triangle. Right through that centroid. Creating balance all the way back to our chest. And if you feel like you want to bow, that's fine. And you say thank you. And now say it with your heart. Thank you. And you can place your hands at your legs and let go. And come back. And you may even want to see the earth in your eyes. Don't even try to make any meaning out of anything. Just let yourself be. Perfect.
Wow, that felt great. And, you know, I instinctively, even before you said it, you know, the challenge that I'm having with my body, I immediately put the triangle there without right before you said it. So I would imagine probably other people may have felt that too. Yeah. And it just,
So for me,
I feel like I've had
a
healing.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Lenica. That was wonderful. Oh, I could just like lay down and drift off now. Well, I do want everyone to know that Lenica has a little more intense version of this, and you can tell them where to go and how to get that, Lenica. I just want to say thank you all for joining us tonight. This is our heart's desire, and we're so happy and lucky to get to connect with you. And it means everything to Lenica and I to be able to do this work, and we're just so grateful that you show up and play with us. So any questions that you have
before you go?
One of the
things I did want to say is, you know, we do definitely want feedback, and because we want to provide stuff that we know people are, and usually our feedback has been through email and stuff like that, but we did put together a little, little feedback form, and for those who are willing to play with us and give us some feedback, we are going to give you the full version of this meditation and some bonuses. And so you can find that if you're on the live cast, you simply click on the button that says, I think it just says, get the bonuses, give feedback, get the bonuses. So click on if you're on the live cast, you can click on that. Or there should be a button or form in the email that you receive this replay on. Most likely, I will put it on the replay page, and so you should probably see it probably right below the audio that you're listening to here now. So if you're so kind as to fill that out for us, then you'll be rewarded. And with that, we just want to say thank you so much. We enjoy every night that you come to hang with us, and we'll continue to put out wonderful things for you. So hopefully, if you let us know what you want.
Great. All right. Thank you, everyone. What a wonderful call. Thank you, Lenica. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Jess.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.